Stephen Hawking and welcome to Saturdays with the Sloth with the Hyper Sloth Gods of Rock, Zigzag and Rufus, the only guys in the universe smarter than me. Put your listening ears on because this experimental sloth cast is about to blow your feeble fucking minds.
Can't hear you. I heard the show intro. I just tested Skype audio and it works.
Hello.
Hey.
There he is. All right. Like I was saying, folks, let me go through the whole thing real quick. Last Hypersloth Happy Hour of 2023, or 22, sorry.
Great.
Already jumping ahead of myself, Rufus. Unless we're going to do a show tomorrow night, and then it would not be. But I know that you, the man about town, will probably put on a pair of tails and a top hat and paint the town red, so to speak.
I am quite versatile. I can go from hoodie to top hat at the drop of a top hat.
You're definitely channeling your inner Zuckerberg right now or something. Who are you?
I was just trying to look mysterious.
Are you cold?
No. I'm mysterious.
Okay, you look cold. You don't really look as mysterious as you do cold. I was like,
cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded. Cold-blooded mysterious man. Sounds like a song. Don't do it. Oh, Rufus, it's you! Holy shit, dude.
Now I just look like an old guy that went back to college.
Why did you play a trick on me? I didn't even know that was you. I thought I was working the show with a co-host.
You almost called the cops.
You did. Because I was like, I think this mysterious man killed my co-host. I should have sent him over to your house. That'd be funny.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
What if they came in, like, looking for you gun-drawn? Because they think that your wife has replaced you with an AI unit.
I would take opportunity to do suicide by cop. Be like, I did it. Whatever it is, I did it.
Run at him. Always run at him, Rufus. That's how you guarantee yourself suicide by cop.
I'll run at him with one hand behind my back.
Yeah. You don't even need to do that. Actually, all you really have to do is stay still.
All you have to do is say, what's the problem, officer?
All you have to do is have the cops show up at your house.
Yeah. All you have to do is just got to be around.
Right. All you have to do is be breathing, and you're always in danger of being killed by a cop. And I'm not even saying that like all cops are bad, because I actually have some cop friends now, believe it or not. Guys that came to work with me in the pot industry are actually really nice, cool guys.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they were ex-cops. Both of them, as crazy as this sounds, dude, ex-homicide cops.
Ooh. Yeah. They have stories to tell?
Oh, man. Do they really? They do. And if you fucking pry at them long enough, they'll tell you one. And you don't really pry about those stories too often, let me tell you.
I was literally watching.
He started smoking weed. This cop, right, his name's Bill, awesome fucking guy. He ended up becoming like a pot smoker and becoming woke after he fucking started working there. I shit you not, dude. He had never smoked pot before, and he started smoking pot, and he fucking got woke. And you know what really sucks is he quit because my partner drove him crazy.
Damn. Get him on the show.
You know what? I could. That would be very cool, actually.
You know, there's interesting people that we need to get on the show.
That's true. We need to start having guests on the show. But you know what? I feel like this is what sucks about a guest on the show. Not enough about me or about guests. What is the sense in that show? Someone explain to me why anyone would watch that show.
The reason for the guest is it allows you – they're there to bring up opportunities for you to talk about yourself.
Okay, yeah. I mean, as long as they're asking the questions, we'll have as many people on as we want.
You ask questions that you know their answers will give you an opportunity to be like, yeah, well, that happened to me too. And
what I like to do is write the questions that they're going to ask me. I'm like, so here's just a couple of questions I want you to ask throughout my interview of you. So if you wouldn't mind doing a little interplay.
You should write their responses too.
Yeah, you're right. I should. I'll just tell them what they think.
When I ask you how terrible it was being kidnapped by that serial killer, I want you to say, not that bad, but how are you doing?
Right, exactly. Sorry you lost your whole family in a train wreck. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. How's the weather where you're at?
Is what it is.
Right. I mean, and in a lot of ways, then we're getting this thing, the Daily Stoic, right? And their whole motto is amor fati, love fate, right? You can't fucking change anything. You can change how you react to it, but you can't change it. You can prepare for it a little bit, but you know what? You're worried about something that might never happen. So why are you torturing yourself twice? If it happens, worry about it then. Worry about it happening, that's just like torture.
Right, or worrying about things that have happened. It can't be changed.
Right, yeah. You have a 1,000% chance of not changing the past.
That's why I just don't give a fuck about anything.
I try not to, but it kind of sucks.
It kind of sucks because nobody else gets on board with it. Everybody else wants me to care about stuff.
The real problem is that the people like yourself who should care have tuned out because the people who are busy caring are too busy fucking everything up.
Yes.
To try to make things for themselves.
That's what fucks the world up is people caring too much.
Well, people caring about what other people think. I think the other thing was a Stoic thing that I saw recently, and I was a philosophy minor at St. Edward's, trust you, right? So I knew about it then. I wish I had paid more attention. I was more into, like, the hedonists and stuff like that. These Stoic guys, they're all about not over-imbibing on anything. That was not going
to
work for me.
There's a time to be both, I think.
There is. That's true. Well, you are. And I think, what are those guys called? Hold on. There's a name for those guys, too. You'll have to give me a minute. I got a big reveal tonight on the show.
Okay.
Ask me some pointed questions about it?
Are you using a men's or women's restroom now?
I'm still using a men's.
But should you be?
Should I have ever been? Would be a better question, Rufus.
Now we're making breakthroughs.
Are you ready?
All right. Okay. Sexy. Shut the fuck up. That is awesome.
Is that the most amazing fucking shirt you have ever seen?
Where the fuck did you get that?
You're jealous?
Yes, I am very jealous. That's art. That's not like some random tie-dye. Somebody made that.
That's right. They did. And guess what?
What?
Oh, you seeing the back?
Yes.
And guess what?
What?
I had this shirt custom made.
I was thinking it's too badass that there's no way you just found it somewhere.
Yes, by the same lady. Remember we went to see the Tenacious D?
Yeah.
And Jack Black was wearing a tie-dye with the Pick of Destiny on it. I found the lady who made that tie-dye, and I had her make me this fucking tie-dye.
Shut the fuck up.
Swear to fucking God, dude.
That is so awesome.
I swear to God.
Wow.
Guess who she's making a tie-dye for now?
Who?
One just like this, but it'll never be just like this. I just want you to know that.
Well, that's the thing about tie-dye, right? Each one has its own little quirks.
Look at that.
That is awesome.
Dude, it's sloppy. It could be a little tighter of a sloppy, but I'm not going to get on her about that.
I would not complain at all. That looks awesome as far as I'm concerned. Looks badass.
It really does.
I'm just trying, like, I know a little bit how tie-dye is made. I can't imagine how that's even fucking made so it's so symmetrical and perfect.
She actually shows herself doing it on, she didn't show you how she made this shirt, but you can see the very, very intricate work.
Wow.
Right? These take her hours to make.
That's legit.
How long it took me to get this shirt?
How long?
3 months.
God damn. Even the... Like there's like these rays that come out of it on your shoulders.
Yes.
Wow, that is so fucking cool, man.
So she's making you a shirt now.
Shut up.
She is.
Really?
She is. Yeah. It's not going to be exactly like this shirt, though. I want you to know that. It will have.
That's cool.
But it will be a different shirt.
That is so fucking cool.
Didn't that just turn out so fucking tits?
Yeah.
I immediately texted her. And was like, because she's like, I'm just going to send one and see if you're happy with it, right? And if you are, we'll do the other one. I emailed her right when I got it. I'm like, dude, this fucking shirt is probably a zillion times better than I could have imagined it.
I can't imagine a tie-dye shirt coming out like that at all, period. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
How tight it is and how symmetrical.
That's what blows my fucking mind. Yeah.
Pretty fucking amazing.
That's some skill.
So here we are. How'd you like the big reveal? Did you know? Did you ever think that's what it was going to be?
I had no clue. No clue.
Can you believe I found the lady who makes the shirts, Rufus? It wasn't hard. I'm going to be honest with you. It really wasn't.
I can't believe you found her, but I'm shocked that... You actually did it. Like, you were like, I'm going to find out who fucking made that.
Yeah, I was. That actually happened in the hotel.
Really?
In Milwaukee, yeah. I mean, God, when did we try about the time I fucking ordered it?
You went right into action.
I did. I'm like, what a badass shirt. I knew he had to have it fucking custom made. I mean, no, it's not like someone is running a fucking line. Well, they probably will now, but Pick of Destiny. Bring up the Pick of Destiny. Let me see if I can find it for you.
Did you have to send her any kind of reference, or did you just tell her, this is what I want, and then boom,
no, I sent her a reference. I sent her a reference. She's like, well, you want a reference? What do you think I sent her?
I picture the sloth, I guess.
Sloppy. Yes, but it's not as good as sloppy. But I don't know that she could have done sloppy, because she did one, and she didn't like it, and she threw it out. So she might have went to a less, I don't want to say sloppy's intricate. Wait, maybe we should have her try another one of sloppy, just say, I don't care how it turns out.
I don't know. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, it kind of matches this a lot.
Yeah, it does. I mean, sloppy's
how
great.
How much sloth are you wearing right now, by the way?
Huh?
Sloth wear. Then how much sloth wear are you wearing?
I've got the official Sliper Sloth butt plug in.
Sliper Sloth BBDs?
Yes.
Yeah. Is BBD still a brand of underwear or not?
I have not heard of that since the 90s, so I would say no.
Michael Jordan didn't wear BBDs. He wore Hanes. That's right. That was his big deal. Let me look up this tie-dye real quick. Jack Black. And, you know, being on Dead Tour, I've seen a lot of good tie-dyes, and this is probably the best fucking tie-dye I've ever seen. I even told her that.
I've never seen a tie-dye that's like that. It looks crafted and not accidental, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, right. And it was. Here's, okay, hold on. He's got a couple on, but that's not it. God damn it. I didn't want to have to type Pick of Destiny.
I'm baffled how she did that, because it's so awesome.
Oh, here it is. I mean, tell me this is amazing. I'll share with you in 1 second. God damn it. Like all blurry for some reason.
You having a stroke?
No, because, well, I don't know. Maybe I am. My eyes just suck, dude. Readers have, cheaters have ruined my fucking eyes.
Really?
Seriously. Yes. Like wearing cheaters, now I can't fucking see.
Stop wearing them.
Work out those eyes.
I don't know that it works like that.
Well, it works in one direction, it's got to work the other direction.
I don't know about that, Rufus. I think you're giving me bad medical advice.
It's all bad.
All medical advice, if you can get it.
Advice is bad.
I'm just strangers for medical advice, so I can get an honest opinion.
All free medical advice is bad.
To commit to something instead of just saying, no, not sure that's what it is. Did I tell you this? Maybe I was telling you this. I saw the most misdiagnosed things in the emergency room, and guess what they are?
Oh, okay. Let me guess. Okay. The most diagnosed things in the emergency room, I'm not going to guess broken bones. I'm going to guess heart attack is one. It's probably like gas.
Absolutely. Heart attack is number one.
Okay. Tell me this. How many things are there?
Three. There's only three that I can remember.
Okay, there's three. Heart attack is one.
Yep.
Stroke is one.
Yep.
And the third is pregnancy.
No, blood clots.
Really? That would never cross my mind if I was like in an emergency.
Of course not. Or a doctor's, apparently.
Right.
So you were qualified to be a doctor because you didn't even think of blood clots.
I'm going to put up my shingle tomorrow.
Here's the deal. Anybody comes into the fucking hospital emergency room, I think it's safe to assume they might be having a fucking heart attack or a stroke, and you should just automatically check them out for both fucking things.
Well, I assume they do, and that's how they find out they just have gas.
Right, yeah, most people just have gas. I'll tell you what, when my daughter, did I tell you about this? During
Your daughter
the summer,
having gas? I don't think so.
No, she was playing in the band, right, the marching band, and they were fucking practicing out in the fucking hot sun for like 6 hours,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't eat anything, and she was drinking, but obviously not enough, marching in the 100-degree heat for 6 hours, and she came home, this is so weird, you know, she came home, and she's eating dinner, and she starts talking, and she starts messing up her words, right?
Okay,
right? She's
okay.
Trying to talk to you, but she'd be like, she would like interchange consonants and vowels and words. And I was like, oh my God, dude, I've never been so scared in my life, Rufus.
I can't fucking imagine.
I was so fucking, Shannon's looking at me. I'm like, hey, bub, do you feel okay? And she's like, yeah, I feel okay. Right. But she's talking, then she starts to hear herself and she starts freaking out.
Oh shit.
Right. And I'm going to tell you about a misdiagnosis right here, dude.
Okay.
So, we call an ambulance, right? I'm like, she's having a stroke. Something is fucking wrong with her, you know?
Yeah.
So we call an ambulance. The ambulance comes, got her on the ambulance, right? And they're talking to her or whatever. And, of course, they're like, did you eat any edibles? Did anyone give you a cookie? And all this stuff, right? Like, she was high on pot because she's 14, I guess. I don't know. But, like, she ate an edible. But, no. So she's like, no, you know? And we were telling what happened. The fucking lady who's like the head paramedic is like, I think she's just having an anxiety attack. And she goes on and on about how she has had anxiety attacks that make her feel, I mean, dude, she was, my daughter sitting in the fucking ambulance, right, with machines hooked up to her. And this lady's going on telling me about her anxiety attacks for like 20 minutes, dude.
It's like the interview we were talking about where you talk about yourself instead of the person you're interviewing.
Right. And she's like, I think she's just having a panic attack. And they wanted to leave her at the house, right?
Okay.
And they're like, you know, we think she'll just be fine and all this stuff. I'm like, no, we're going to the hospital. And I did not ask them. They would have said no. I'm like, we're taking her to the hospital right now.
What do they care? They get paid.
Right. So we get to the hospital, and the doctor comes in, dude, and he's looking at my daughter and asking about what's going on. He can hear her messing up the way she talks and stuff.
Wow.
Right? I mean, I'm trying to think how it sounded.
That's scary that it didn't clear up by then.
Hey, Rufus, say, what's going on? You know what I mean? It was really weird stuff.
Wow.
But she was coherent, right? Like, you could talk to her, and she would try to answer you. She couldn't speak right. Yes. And so she starts crying because she's like, maybe I'm never going to speak right again. You know, I'm like, brain tumor, oh, my God. Right? And so the doctor comes in. He's looking at her or whatever. And he's like talking to us. And, you know, of course, we're fucking freaking out. He's like, I think it's a migraine. And we're like, because my wife gets really bad migraines. And we're like, no, it is not a migraine. She needs a fucking CAT scan.
She gave her
a CAT scan and an MRI. I mean, they followed up on this thing pretty good, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But so he gives her this shot of stuff, right? He's like, I call this my special migraine cocktail. And we're sitting there, dude. It's like 9 o'clock at night. We sit there until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Right? My daughter is falling asleep and stuff. And I'll be a son of a gun, dude. If at like 2:30 in the morning, she's fucking talking back to normal and all that shit. And I, oh my God, dude. I mean, I was praying. I probably shouldn't have been praying because, you know, it's not nice to pray when you just want something, supposedly. I mean, I don't know why else people pray, but, you know, why would you pray if you didn't want something?
God damn. If it
was a migraine. Fucking scary. You have no idea. I'm like, I'm quitting my job. We're going to stay home with my daughter all day and make sure that she gets rehabilitated.
You're like me.
Like me.
Anytime anything happens, it's like out of the ordinary, especially something like that. It's like my whole life is immediately planned from that point forward.
Well, no.
This is how it's going to be.
I'm just always looking for a reason to quit my job.
Well, that too.
I'm like, I got to quit my job now. Yeah,
that's always the silver lining of a disaster.
I have to quit my job. People are going to have to understand. Go fund me. That's what I say. Just go fund me something.
Yes.
Yeah.
But a migraine, but there was no, she didn't have a headache?
No, it's weird because she was saying, though, but when she was marching, right, she's looking up while they're practicing into the super bright lights of the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, at one point, there was like a line in her vision, she said, right? And that's an aura for a migraine headache. And migraine headaches don't always present as headaches.
Interesting.
I mean, right? If you don't have the pain of the headache, but it can cause other, it's called a neuroplegic headache. And I'll tell you what, that cop guy that I worked with, he got really bad migraines like that too. And they would like cripple him.
Damn.
Right? Like
damn.
He could, like, it would be like he had MS or something.
Wow.
It was the craziest thing you've ever fucking seen. I watched him get one at work, dude. I had to drive him home, and it was fucking scary. It was really fucking scary.
Jesus Christ.
Right. But, so she's had an MRI and all that good stuff, and they're like, she just shouldn't not eat and march for 6 hours straight in the heat.
That's my next question. Is it going to be like a recurring thing, or is it just because of the conditions triggered it?
They can be environmental, but she has medicine. She doesn't take medicine every day for it, but if she gets another one, mm-hmm. she has a pill she can take. My wife gets them all the time and takes like tons of sumatriptan, they call it. It's not a narcotic, but it opens up the I don't know if it opens or constricts the blood flow to your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you familiar with migraines?
My wife has not had one in a while, but she used to get them, yeah. And then, you know, she'd see spots that was just immobilized and in fucking agony.
Right, that's what my wife does. And I've seen her get where she just has to lay in bed, but usually that's when I'm asking for her to cook or something.
It's always when you want something. I've noticed that too.
My migraine.
We haven't made love in 6 months. Man, I got a migraine.
I've had a 7-month migraine.
Yes.
But so what is it called when it's been 18 years?
Marriage.
Marriage grain?
Yes.
So that was the big deal. How was your weather? How was your Christmas? Tell me about Christmas.
It was cold as fuck, which is odd for Christmas around here. Normally Christmas around here is cool jacket weather and that's it. But it was goddamn like highest in the 30s. It's nuts.
Any snow?
No snow, unfortunately.
Did you want snow?
Well, I mean, around here, if it's going to get cold, you might as well get some snow with it. Otherwise, it's just a pain in the ass.
That's almost how I feel about here.
It doesn't get as cold there anymore.
No, because right now it's 55 degrees out.
That's crazy. It's already gotten back up to like 70.
Exactly. Here's what's crazy is that 1 week ago today, it was minus 37 with wind chill.
Yeah, well, one week ago here today, it was the high was or the low was like 17, and
right?
The high was like 30.
And so I saw on the news earlier, there's an 88-degree difference between the feels like temperature here and a week ago and what it is now.
That's nuts.
Minus 37, Rufus. It was fucking brutal.
That is fucking – I can't imagine – I've never experienced a minus temperature.
You know what I – like we were saying, dude, it's colder, Earth coldering, not warming.
How does it feel?
Coldering.
Look, I walk outside when it's in the teens or the 20s, and it's instantly just like pain on my face, cold as fuck. Is it worse when it's a negative, or is it like a free fall? Once you hit a certain level, it just feels cold, period.
It feels cold, but it feels cold faster. And the wind, dude, if it's windy, I mean, can you believe how many people died in fucking Baltimore, or was it Buffalo?
I don't know. Did people die?
Wow. Watch a lot of news, do you, Rufus?
No, I don't.
I'm just kidding.
I don't.
50 people died in Buffalo during this storm. Maybe 60, you know. People freezing to death in their cars.
They got, stranded because of...
And I read this thing. This fucking guy got stranded in his truck. He was going to help his friend who was stranded. Never got to his friend. He got stranded. And first he picked up a guy, and then they got stranded together. And then some old lady was walking, and she got in the truck with them. And it was snowing so hard, they couldn't move, obviously.
Oh,
and this is like in the middle of a street, right? So this guy goes door to door asking people, hey, I'll give you $500 if I can lay on your floor tonight. No one would let him in, dude. He went to 10 fucking houses.
What?
No one would let the fucking guy in. Or the young kid with him, or the old lady. He had a 70-year-old lady with him.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Isn't that insane?
Fuck those people.
Actually, just the guy at this point going to ask people if they could stay.
Even still, the guy. I mean, did he look like some crackhead or something, or is he just a normal guy? Freak that motherfucker in.
Right. So anyways, so they turn him away, and the guy has to break into a school. Right?
Yeah.
He has to break into a school. So he gets the old lady, and... he gets the dude that's, like, in his truck with him, right? He ran out of gas first. He breaks in the school. Then he's, like, seeing all these other people trapped in their cars. He goes and gets them. He ends up with 20 people in this school that he broke into to fucking make sure that they lived or whatever. They scramble together some cereal and some water from the cafeteria. And now they want to put the fucking guy in jail.
For breaking into the school. Fuck the government.
No, they don't want... I don't know if they want to put him in jail, but I'm assuming at some point they will want to put him in jail. Isn't that a crazy story, though?
I think the real tragedy is that when he went to the school cafeteria, he wasn't able to find some of the square pizza.
He probably didn't. When I broke into the cafeteria at St. Edwards, I told you about that, right?
Yeah, you did.
We left the window unlocked and we broke in, me and my roommate Jim and this guy Dan. And they had, like, there was a giant chain around, like, where you really got to the food, right? Like the pantry and the refrigerator, fucking giant lock on it.
This is one of the most expensive private universities.
What we could get, though, which is crazy, which made this story really fucking resonate to me. We could get fucking to the dry cereal. So we ended up stealing like 8 bags of dry cereal from the St. Ed's cafeteria one night.
Man, I gotta say, the first time I went to the cafeteria at St. Ed's, what impressed me the most was that cereal station where you could like pull a lever and you got cereal in a bowl and the milk. I was like, What sort of magical world is this?
Right. Yes, for sure. And I never, you know what? My parents paid for a cafeteria pass the whole time I was there. I probably ate in the cafeteria 30 times, 40 times, maybe.
Yeah, same here.
It's just something I don't remember, maybe, because the food was never good. I mean, they had chili dogs, and she's like, you know what I ate there? A lot? Salads. The salad bar was okay. The hot food. It turns out, I found out later, that the hot food was put on by ARA, which is the same place that does all the prisons.
I'm sure.
Now, St. Edward's Cafeteria, though, dude, they got like four different fucking restaurants in there.
Well, yeah, they have apartment complexes and shit.
Right. We have to get on Topper Radio. Why is the Sloth not on Topper Radio? Dude, you know what we should do? Let's promise me you'll do this before I even say it. Promise.
I trust you.
Promise you'll do it.
I promise I'll do it.
All right. Let's do a stinger.
For
Topper Radio. Right? And be like, hey, it's Zig Zag and Rufus. And, you know, do like a free ad for them. And send it to them.
We should. I'm not even joking.
I know you're not.
You don't have to tell me you're not joking. I know. Let's do it. Sure.
That's like the most brilliant idea ever.
How long is the stinger? Like 10 seconds? 15 seconds?
No, we'll make a 30-second teaser, dude, and then they can play our fucking songs. Why? I'm being serious. Why do we have to lose? This would be the biggest thing that ever fucking happened to Topper Radio.
Of course we have nothing to lose. We should do it.
Yes, we're doing it. You promised.
Yes, I promise.
Hey, Zig Zag and Rufus. Yes. Fellow Hilltoppers. Oh, hell yes. Hells yes.
Script it out.
I'm going to need a little assistance. You know what? Let's do it right now. We have nothing to do for the next 20 minutes. Let's script out our fucking thing right now.
Oh, man. Can't do this on the spot.
Hey!
Hilltoppers.
Hilltopper Radio. Yes. Hey, fellow Hilltoppers.
Hey, fellow Hilltoppers. Are you in the moody for some rock and roll?
Oh my god, I love it. Stop! Do it! Are you writing that down? Write that fucking down or type it out, dude. Please.
Okay.
Losing it. We could actually even tell them to check out our show.
Sure we could.
I'm being serious.
I know you are. Me too.
Are you in the moody for some great music? Fuck yeah.
Rock and roll. Specifically.
Confessor. Please, confessor. Your mood. Because it's the same number as the confessor, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Sick of that shit they play in Old Main. Let's shake up Old Main a little bit. Oh, my God. We have to make it all fucking St. Edward's references.
The Hilltoppers a goat, right?
Yes.
So, hey, fellow Hilltoppers, are you in the moody for some?
Oh, my God, dude. Hold, stop.
Rock and roll?
Stop. We got to be like, you're listening to the goat. The greatest of all time Topper Radio. Oh, my God. Get down. They don't have a singer like that. You're listening to the goat.
If they don't already have that stinger, those kids are not getting their money's
worth.
They're
not. They don't. So write that down. I think I already forgot it.
No, I'm writing it down right now.
Listen to the goat, the greatest of all time on Hilltopper Radio. The greatest of all time. I have to say something about how awesome Hilltopper Radio is. Oh, the greatest of all time, Hilltopper Radio.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wrote. You're listening to the goat, the greatest of all time, Hilltopper Radio.
Yes! Fuck me!
Okay, so we combine them. You're listening to the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Hilltopper Radio. Are you in the moody for some rock and roll?
Yes! Oh, my God! Don't forget to take out the Hypersauce Happy Hour with Zig Zag and Rufus.
That's right.
Fellow Hilltoppers. Oh, we can just start out with fellow Hilltoppers, right? Fellow Hilltoppers, you're listening to the GOAT.
Yes.
Fellow Hilltoppers, it's Zig Zag and Rufus from Hypersloth. You're listening to the GOAT, greatest of all time, Hilltopper Radio. Are you in the moody for some new rock? Then they can go into our fucking song.
Bingo bango. Goddamn, dude. Hey, fellow Hilltoppers, you're listening to the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Hilltoppers Radio. Are you in the moody for some rock and roll?
Wait, we got to plug Hypersloth. You didn't even write down all that jazz I said about Hyper Sloth.
I was busy typing the other shit. Say
hey, fellow Hilltoppers.
I got that.
Zigzag and Rufus.
Okay, say it.
Zigzag and Rufus. So, hey, fellow Hilltoppers, it's Zigzag and Rufus from Hyper Sloth. Then we go into the singer. We have to say somewhere that we're fellow toppers. Hey, fellow toppers, right? Hey, fellow Hilltoppers.
Well, just saying fellow Hilltoppers kind of implies it, right?
That's what I said. I can't remember.
All right. Hey, fellow Hilltoppers, it's Zigzag and Rufus from Hyper Sloth. You're listening to The GOAT, the greatest of all time, Hilltop Radio. Are you in the moody for some rock and roll?
Yes.
Dude, I guarantee
you. How about
this is
the moody for some great music so they can use it for anything, right?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Beautiful. We're making them the best singer they will ever fucking have at St. Edward's right now.
Have you listened to their radio station? What do they do?
Let's turn it on. Turn on Top Radio.
Well, you do it. You got to share. I don't know how to do it.
All right, let me see what's going on Top of Radio.
It's fucking gold, man. That's some gold shit. We need to script it out so that, like, you say a line, I say a line, or something like that.
I agree.
Like
that. No, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. Top of Radio's got its own Twitter page.
We definitely got to break it up so you say it's Zigzag and I say and Rufus.
Fine. Done.
And we both say from Hyper Sloth.
Oh, I like that. Or you can say from Hyper Sloth. You got more of a radio voice than I do. All right, here we go. See what they're playing at on Hyper or on the Hyper Radio right now.
It's gonna be Coldplay.
Wait a minute, what happened here? Went to something called Live 365.
Live 365. I think that's a platform, kind of like iHeartRadio or something.
It says Top Radio, but it's not. Oh, start your station. Here we go. Oh, no. How do I tune into fucking Top Radio? Rufus, can I just send you a link?
The fact that it's this difficult, it implies that they need our help.
It really does. I mean, okay. Where is I'm just gonna search Topper Radio and see if it comes up. I mean, really, you think Friday night be a big night on Topper Radio? It says no results found for Topper. Is Topper Radio defunct?
Shut the fuck up.
There's no way because I just saw something online about Topper Radio. When was
go to iTunes. See if they're on. Not iTunes. iHeartRadio.
October 24th. Hold on. This is their Twitter page. You think it would link right to their station, right? Here. You try. Maybe my computer's blocking something.
I am trying. I don't see anything.
Are you on Topper Radio too?
No, I'm trying to find it.
If you Google Topper Radio, it comes up.
Yeah, but I went there and, like you, nothing happened.
It's a Twitter page. No, dude, we just brought their singer for them too late. Here's Topper Radio Instagram, Topper Radio Facebook. It must be a real thing still. It has 8,000 likes. Topper Radio, St. Edward's University. Topper Radio on SoundCloud?
Yeah, give it a shot.
But that's going to be a tape shit, right?
I tried iHeartRadio. They're not on there.
Here's an interview.
My name is Alejandro Izaguirre. I'm a sophomore political science and Spanish double major here at St. Edward's University.
Yeah, thank you for coming. I really appreciate it.
Topper Radio needs us so bad, dude.
I'm a communications major here on campus with us.
Hey, I'm Adelise, here with Heroes of Modern Earth, and you are Amanda.
Amanda Hearn, yes.
So, Amanda, are there more of you?
I found it.
Found it?
Is it live?
Yeah. Well, no, like you, I found their website and clicked live radio button, but yeah, it just took me to Live 365.
Try Googling Topper Radio or St. Edward's on there. Maybe it'll come up under St. Edward's.
No, I did all that. But everything I clicked, nothing led to anything useful.
Dude. Here's Goat Fest. There was a Goat Fest. Let's see if they say anything about Goat Fest. Oh, my God. They had bands at Goat Fest.
We should have been there.
We should have. We should have headlined Goat Fest next year. Midnight Hustle, Echo of a Dream. Okay.
Their Instagram has recent posts.
Does it?
Yeah.
Are these live bands that go fishing? Nani Tree. Oh, there was some rapids. Go fast. No, this is not live. This is not live at GoFest. This is not live at GoFest. All right, let's see if they got more pages. Is this it? I gotta tell you, dude. I don't know if I'm gonna waste my time on a stinger for Topper Radio.
Well, it doesn't seem to exist, as far as I can tell.
Right, what in the world? But what does their Instagram say?
I mean, it's got posts on it.
Yeah, so when was the latest post?
December 7th. Yep.
So why don't we, I'm going to follow them. I think I'm following them, actually, on Instagram. And I'll text them or private message them and say, what's up? Why can't we find Topper Radio?
There you go. There you go.
Then I'll play our stinger for them. So read me through the stinger one more time.
It's so good. Hey, fellow Hilltoppers, it's Zigzag and Rufus from Hypersloth. You're listening to The GOAT, the greatest of all time, Hilltopper Radio. Oh, I guess it would be Topper Radio.
Right.
Are you in the moody for some great music?
Fuck yes. Yes. All right, so you can do the first line. Go ahead.
We should be teaching your fucking communications.
Hey, fellow Hilltoppers,
course.
Or hey, fellow Hilltoppers, it's Zigzag.
And Rufus. Hang on, I lost the script.
You need to keep going. You can keep going, then I'll say the last line, maybe.
Right, I lost the script. All right, go for it.
So we don't have the script anymore?
No, I do. I had to find it.
Okay.
It was...
Jesus, creative differences about a stinger? Come on, Rufus. All right, so, okay. Hey, fellow Hilltoppers, it's Zigzag.
And Rufus from Hypersloth. You're listening to The GOAT, the greatest of all time, Topper Radio. Are you in the moody for some great music?
I like it. I like it.
It works.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
But what does it work for? I don't think they exist.
That makes me so sad. They even have a little logo.
Yeah, they do.
What happened? What are they posting? Let's see what they're posting. See, and I have to fucking... I don't even know how to get into Instagram on my computer.
You're better off.
So, Topper Radio meeting tonight. When was this?
November 21st. They hosted an open mic night.
Really? They're at Waterloo. Topper Radio is a real thing. Right?
Oh. Well, okay. Well, I noticed their description, their Instagram description says, an organization ran by students to build a community centered around all things broadcasting and music. It doesn't really say it's
They had a radio station because I made us listen to it one time on the show.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they did, but maybe they lost their funding.
Here's Topper Radio, and then it says live radio. Did you click on that? And it does. It goes to that Music 360 thing.
Yeah.
What are they doing? Why would they tease us with Topper Radio like that? You don't think we have to join to listen to Topper Radio, do you?
Maybe. Or you get a pre-in or student or something?
No.
That would be dumb.
No station found for St. Edwards. You think I have to do St. Edwards University? No way. They wouldn't make you do that, would they? No. Topper Radio, Rufus!
Isabella Harris is a storyteller and freelance photographer, senior writing and rhetoric major at St. Ed's University, But in Google, it said that she's the managing whatever of Top Radio. But looking at her LinkedIn, I don't see anything about it.
Because I see right here, post events about us, Sunroom. What is that? Oh, there was a band. They had a band called Sunroom. Is that the worst name ever for a band?
Sunroom?
Yes.
Yes.
Here's your Top Radio events. Nothing on the Hilltopper Radio events page.
Did they at least spell it with a umlaut?
These chicks are kind of hot. Topper Radio have dual mission to perform as an active channel of communication for students and faculty of St. Edward's University, to express the university's values of cultural and global perspective, and to emphasize its culture of high individuality through music, open dialogue, entertainment, while simultaneously upholding values of tolerance and respect for diverse opinions and being dynamic vehicle of support for campus pride and involvement.
So basically, nothing to do with music.
And this is like the longest fucking run-on sentence ever. To operate as an educational experience, well, we consider ourselves educational, do we not, Rufus? That will aid organizational members in their endeavors in the digital media and broadcast journalism world by requiring their fervent dedication and passion, challenging their problem-solving and critical thinking abilities, and build. This is one sentence. And building their leadership aptitudes through execution of radio broadcast, which functions as a worthwhile method of constructing a whole new faculty of divergent thinking. Wow, they were high when they fucking wrote that.
No, they were overeducated.
You think so? But it's one long run-on. That makes me sad about St. Edward's. Anybody can get in.
So basically, the whole point of the radio station was just to blab on about inclusion and diversity and a bunch of other buzzwords that are meaningless.
They're not. I actually believe in that stuff, Rufus.
I believe in it, but if you have a radio...
You can believe...
Look, if I'm going to go to a radio station and read what they're about, I want to hear music.
This is what Austin has become. Are you ready? I agree with you 100%. Austin, they had a band, Topper Radio had a band, and guess what the name of the band was?
The Snowflakes.
No. Cigarettes After Sex.
I've heard of that band.
Are you kidding me?
I can have heard of that band.
That's sad.
I don't remember how or when, but I recognize that name.
Here's a band that played there, too, called Sneaky Peaches and the Fuzz.
That sounds kind of cool.
I don't even hate that one, actually. I don't even know.
Sneaky Peaches and the Fuzz.
Looks like they got a pretty decent little light show going. Look at these chicks here. They were going crazy for these people. Looks like it's at the Moody Hall, maybe. Moody Theater, right? Was it the Moody Theater? It was like Moody everything.
Yeah, there was Moody Hall and Moody Theater.
And now it's like Monday, the Monday School of Business. The Monday.
I'm looking at Sneaky Peaches and the Fuzz. Dude, these guys look like they're about 14 years old.
I know. They probably got all kinds of snapper that night up on the hilltop.
Yeah, they didn't even know what to do with it.
Well. Did you in college? You probably thought you did. They do now, though. With porno and all that stuff, they probably do a lot more than we ever did.
Or they probably try a lot more.
Yeah, that's true. And the chicks probably let them try a lot more, too.
Not
Man,
good,
I am so
pumped
there's no legitimate fucking Topper Radio. Let me make sure this shit even works.
We should just co-op the brand and start our own Topper Radio station.
Oh, my God. Featuring Isaac Zack and Rufus from Hypersloth.
We have a radio station.
The new Topper Radio. Oh, my God. They'll hijack it. What was that? Remember that movie where they hijacked the radio station?
I don't know. Pirate Radio or what's it called?
Is that what it was called? That was pretty good.
No, I know the movie you're talking about. It's not called Pirate Radio, but it's about Pirate Radio.
What was the name of that? That was a good movie, dude. I feel like it kind of gave me a bit of the rebel attitude that I have. Let's look that up. Since Topper Radio seems to be a bust.
Is that the one with Christian Slater in it?
Is it? Let's see. I think it might have been. Maybe it was, yeah. Now, there is a show. Let me see. Here's the official trailer. I'm going to share it with you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. It was loud. It was rebellious. And in 1966,
no.
The British government...
That's not
that's
it.
Not it.
No.
Rock and roll on the radio.
That's the whole point of being... Like something...
Fire Radio 80s movie?
There you go.
There you go. Good.
Was it 80s or 90s?
I think it, it was 80s. Late 80s, maybe early 90s.
Pump Up the Volume?
Was that it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
that was it. Check the dial. What is it?
It's a
sky.
It's got a pirate radio station.
Yes.
Hey. Hey. Every minute, 10 o'clock. I like the idea that a voice can just go somewhere
unidentified.
Every
now on video cassette.
We checked the beat and listened to the top radio. We were
off.
Christian Slater is a high school student by day. A pilot DJ by night, who goes by the name of Hard Harry.
But then we definitely need something new.
Hallelujah.
I don't
Hard
know.
Harry.
Drugs are out. Sex is out. Politics are out. Are you listening to this? I could be that anonymous nerd sitting across from you and Ken Lim. When you turn around, the smile just comes out all wrong.
He became a voice in the night.
Everything they Donald
Harry. That woke up the town.
In the modern day, equivalent to...
If you got attitude, you show it to me.
Flashdance. Radio is living. No more in the sunny sky.
He inspired students.
Your message is out there.
Enraged the
pipeline. I've heard it. See, we have any listener lights. It's rocks of the FCC.
And gave everyone something to believe in.
Don't you see that you're the voice?
I feel good.
Christian Slater, star of Young Guns 2 and Heavens, is the performer
of
the life.
Calm down, Zag. Calm down.
Radio. Pump Up the Volume, a movie that in its nationwide release created a voice for a generation.
Sad part is, that's not even the one I was talking about.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Hold on. I can't believe you knew that movie. You are a fucking freak.
It's the only one I know about Pirate Radio.
Airheads.
Remember
this?
That's not a pirate radio. That's a band that takes over a radio station.
Yeah.
Break into the music business.
How do you know that, weirdo?
What's your secret code?
That's what we should do, though.
Just found a way.
We were about to do this to fucking copper radio.
Unsigned band, and you broke into the radio station to get your demo.
Why didn't we do that?
They don't know it's a water pistol. They think it's real.
Look, all I want to do is be heard, and then we're out of here.
Okay, who are you guys? My name's Pitt.
Not the worst idea for a movie ever.
No, Pitt? Not. Very good
Very
idea.
Good idea.
Oh, man, look at the demo's wasted! Well, what am I going to do now? Run! Because of police. I'm surrounded. I don't want to go to jail. I'm fragile.
Everybody on the floor right now.
Do you mind if I sit in a chair? I don't want to get all crowded.
If he doesn't sit on the floor, I don't know why I have to.
Sit down! Everybody else gets to sit in a chair except for you. Is everybody okay in there?
He wants to know what your demands are for releasing.
Yeah, I heard that. Chris, Farley?
Yeah.
The cop?
A whole bunch of weird stuff. This way we can plead insanity later.
Ooh. Number 13. Naked pictures of B. Arthur.
Excuse me?
We lose to that bell. No! Everybody have a good time now!
What do you think about?
Swimming pools. He doesn't wear a helmet, does he?
You guys are crazy, man. Yoro! A plastic gun!
A plastic gun! Now what are you going to do about that? Chunk style? Improvise. The Lone Rangers? What's wrong with that?
Well, there's three of you. You're not exactly lone.
No idea what you're saying right now.
Airheads.
I cut a deal with him. We got to send one person out.
I'll go. One of the hostages, too. Sorry.
And you made them?
I don't really remember all that movie. I just remember...
I've never seen it. I just know about it.
Are you serious?
No, I've never seen it.
You are so pathetic. How do you live?
Day by day.
Uh-oh.
What have you done?
Confirming stop sharing. So, you know what we should do sometime? We should do like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 of our own show.
We can't make fun of ourselves. It's impossible.
We can, though, because we're big enough for that. Here's what would happen. I make fun of you, and you just sit back and take it while we watch the show.
That's every show.
I know, but this will be, I'll be able to make fun of you during the show, and then, like, while I'm watching the show.
Wow.
It'll be awesome.
So I'll make sure not to bring any knives or handguns into my studio here.
Why would you do that? I mean, it's a live show. You can never know what could happen.
Because you'd be belittling me twice.
I can't wait. Yes. You know what? You don't even need to be around for it. I'll actually watch a show, and I'll tape myself during the show doing a Mystery Science Theater 3000, and then we'll just let you watch it.
I would love
and
to see that.
And then you can
copy. That would be fucking awesome, honestly. That would be fucking great.
Did I show you my shirt?
No.
Yeah, check it out. A little something I picked up at Target.
Target. Was it on sale? I hope.
Yeah, it was very cheap. Let me tell you.
The clearance rack?
Yes, the clearance. Sorry, I was being mesmerized by my shirt. So are we going to play Jeopardy tonight?
Of course we are.
Are you ready for Jeopardy, or you still want to just get into... Well, we're not even halfway through the show. We still have to get to the VIP part of the show. Sorry, I got ahead of ourselves.
You just want to get the fuck out. Look, if you want to go...
No, I'm loving the show tonight. It's the last show of 2022, dog.
If you're not in the...
think of the numbers in that. It's never going to be 2022 again until the next millennium. And... I'm not even sure if that's true or not. I don't know if it is or not. Probably be a long time for it's 2022 again, right?
It'll be 21, 22, and then 22.
Ooh, that'll be a cool year.
I'm sure we'll see it.
I'm sure the AI versions of ourselves will still be here. You know what? Since we're all living in a replica of a computer simulation anyways, you ever wonder if Earth is like hell and like, what did I do? You know what I mean? But hell's like not that bad yet.
You know what? Somebody said something I read online the other day that really was kind of interesting. And it was, you know what? At this day and age, we're kind of prepared. If we found aliens on another planet, it would be amazing, but we'd be like, well, yeah, okay, whatever. But what if we found humans on another planet?
It would be like Star Trek.
Fucking crazy.
Be like Star Trek.
Yeah, it'd mean that God has no budget.
Mean that we are in a replica, right? And yeah, they do have no budget. And they're like, just use those humanoid things that someone created.
I think we are in a
simulation?
Simulation, yeah.
Do you take medication for that?
Well, I look at code, and like whenever you see something execute, like what you see on the screen, there's like rings of code that mean nothing to you that make that happen. And I think that's what the universe is, because we look out and it's nothingness. And I think that's the code that makes the moment.
Whoa, you'd be tripping like a fool. All right, folks, welcome to the VIP. Are we in the VIP part of the show, Rufus? I don't even know yet.
Yes.
You kind of blew my mind, honestly. I'm like, damn, Rufus be blowing minds.
I'm topping the hill, brother.
You are, dude. You took the Hilltopper Radio to a whole nother level.
I am.
Do it one more time. Let's hear their Hilltoppers. Hey, fellow Hilltoppers, it's Zigzag.
And Rufus.
Why are you going so slow?
Because I had to bring it up.
We have 30 seconds.
We got
to go. Did you see that I sent you that script for that pot thing?
Yeah, but I forgot about it.
All right. I knew you did. We have till January 9th, just so you know.
Okay. I'll
take about 1 minute.
Eight.
We should have done it tonight during the show.
Yeah, we should have.
We easily could. So anyway, hey, fellow Hilltoppers, it's Zigzag.
And Rufus from Hypersloth. You're listening to the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Topper Radio. Are you in the moody for some great music?
I love it. We need something to end it right there. Are you in the moody for some great, or yes, are you in the moody for some great music? But it also, now we have to say something about interviews or something like that. What the hell's that?
We'd have to say anything because it doesn't fucking exist.
Yeah, but we're writing it anyway because we're so damn good at it. It is so easy. It's sad. But
are
it's
you?
Thing.
Are you in the moody for some great music and inclusion and diversity?
Fundamental art principles? Yes. You're at the right place.
Are you in the moody for run-on sentences?
Did you flunk English Lit 101? Bet your parents still paid $35,000 a year? Welcome to Topper Radio. Anybody can get in.
We're the best.
Did we do that last time? I thought I did something like that last time with the Toppers. We did, didn't we?
Did we? I don't remember.
We did. I remember that now. We're the best. Yes, beautiful. Hey, fellow Hilltoppers. See, but then you're getting too much like what to say.
Yes.
Goat boy. Hey, fellow Hilltoppers. Hey, Rufus from Hypersloth. You're listening to the GOAT, the greatest
Oh, or maybe you do it like this. You're listening to the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
Yes. But we'll have two versions. We'll have that funny version, then we'll have the regular straight stinger version.
They're probably going to request a few versions.
Yeah, we have to send them three versions, at least, since they're paying for them. See, we should do that, then send them a bill.
Just send them a PayPal invoice.
Yeah. Yes, they need to dig up some money. And we'll expect some kind of compensation for playing our songs in looping forever on Topper Radio.
Oh, sure.
I mean, technically, I guarantee you, we're in a band. We're fellow Hilltoppers. There's probably 10 bands of all time created at the Hilltop. You think? Or how many do you think? 100? I mean, it is the live capital, music capital of the world. We couldn't be the only people from St. Edward's to form a band. Wade Suki, he was in another band.
No,
I don't know if they were all Hilltoppers.
We can't be the only people, but I guarantee.
Thing, though. Everybody in Hypersloth went to St. Edward's.
It's exclusive. Yeah.
Tom Suki did. Bootski, he did. That's where I met him.
Yeah, that's true.
St. Edward's brought together the sloth, dude.
We should be in the pamphlet.
We should be. We should at least be on their memorial page. Why is there no Hypersloth Hall?
There should be.
Dude, if I win the lottery tonight, I'm going to make them build Hypersloth Hall at St. Edward's.
Do it.
Oh, my God. You think I'm joking.
Of course. I know you never joke.
You know what? It will be the music fucking
group. That's what I'm saying, yes.
Yes, Hypersloth Hall. Oh, my gosh, shut up. There will be a Topper Radio. I'll just run Topper Radio. That would be my new job.
That's fine. Let's do it. I'm saying we can do it.
We need a fucking running Topper Radio. Yes. Hey, Minions. It's Zigzag.
Minions?
Well, I mean, I'm now running Topper Radio. I've become an ogre. I own my own hall.
A goater.
You are too. This was like, hey, Minions, it's Zigzag.
You sound so mean and menacing. And Rufus.
Yeah.
From Hypersloth.
Get to work.
You're listening to the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Topper Radio. Are you in the moody for some great music?
We've done it. I mean, they almost need, let's do the stinger. Let's send to them and tell them to create a radio station around the fucking stinger.
They'll have to listen to us.
Dude, I'm telling you, we should, let's do the stinger and send it to them.
I totally agree. We should absolutely
okay.
do this.
All right, I thought you were saying since there is no top of radio, they were not going to do it. And you know what? They can at least post it to their Instagram page.
We should send it to Stinger and say, look, we're starting top of radio. If you want a part of it.
Yes, better get on board.
You better get on board because you know, it's your brand, but we're going to do what we want with it.
Right? We're going to hijack top of radio.
That's right.
Start posting on their Instagram.
Now, that's a movie.
We fucking took over top of radio.
You froze. What happened?